Hello, and welcome to the program today. I'm Bill Neff, and I'm glad to be with you as we open up the month of April here on Morning and Evening. In the second verse of the Song of Solomon, the bride says to her husband, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth." And Charles Spurgeon makes this comparison to Christ and his church. He says, "At the beginning of a new month, let's seek the same desires for our Lord as we observe in the heart of the woman here in Solomon's song. Look at how she leaps at once to her husband. She needs no word of introduction. She openly sings and speaks of him as the only one in the world who matters to her. Notice the boldness of her love. In the Gospels, it was penitent love that caused the weeping woman to humbly anoint Jesus' feet with perfume. But here, it's strong, fervent love that aspires to higher tokens of regard and closer signs of fellowship. Queen Esther trembled in the presence of King Ahasuerus, but here the wife knows the joyful liberty of perfect love without fear. If we've received the same free spirit, then we too may ask for the kisses of our divine husband, Jesus. By kisses, of course, we mean various kinds of affection that believers enjoy in Jesus' love. For instance, the kiss of reconciliation which came to us at our conversion, when we first tasted the sweetness of peace with God. The kiss of God's accepting grace, the kiss of daily present communion with Christ, and the future kisses of reception and consummation into all of heaven's joys. O Jesus, lover of our souls, don't be strange to us today. Let the lips of your blessing meet the lips of our asking. Let the lips of your fullness touch the lips of our need, and immediately we will know the favor of your kiss." And that's a tender word today from Charles Spurgeon, based on the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 2. I encourage you to secure a free copy of today's reading at our website. The address is morningandevening.org. Until next time, I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.